Again, welcome to worship tonight. My name is Eric Holland. I'm the pastor here at Holden. And for our prayer tonight, we will be singing Vespers 86, written by Marty Haugen, known to many other places as Holden Evening Prayer. A few words about the service before we begin. You'll be invited, you are invited as you're able to stand at a couple of different points during the service. We'll stand at the beginning as we sing the hymn, "To the Light of Christ, which even as the lights outside dim, shines among us brightly this night." We'll also stand later on as we sing the Magnificat, Mary's song, after hearing the readings. If you'll note on pages 4 and 5, we sing a psalm, an evening psalm, 141. And on page 5, it divides into two parts, and we'll divide that very simply tonight. We'll take this middle section here and we'll divide you in half. And all of the folks on this side of the room will sing part 1, and all of us over here will sing part 2. Also, a note near the end on page 11, there's an invitation there for us to pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us. And there is a version printed in this booklet, though know that you're invited to pray that prayer in whichever language or version is deepest in your memory and closest to your heart. So we'll pray that differently even as we pray it together. And then we'll all join in singing the final benediction on the very last page. Finally, though, tonight, I do want to offer for all of us tonight a prayer request. A number of folks came into the village today from Valparaiso University and then just learned this afternoon that a dear friend and colleague, perhaps known to other folks here too, John Stephen Paul, died last night of a heart attack. He had brought up over the course of the last years a group of students, Soul Purpose, a liturgical drama group. Some of you might know him from that. He led that group. And from the little I got to know of him, I know he'll be deeply missed. And so tonight, during the prayers that we sing together, we'll pray that God would keep watch on our loved ones. We'll also pray that our beloved, who rest in God's mercy, would be kept and held by God. And so we pray that tonight for John Stephen Paul and all who today are mourning his untimely death. We'll take just a moment of silence, and then you'll be invited to stand, and we'll sing our prayer this night.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world. Stay with us now, for it is evening. Let the light scatter the darkness. Joyous light of heavenly glory, loving glow of God's own face, you who sing creation's story, glowing on every land and race. Now as evening falls around us, here to raise our song to you, God of daybreak, God of shadows, come and light our hearts anew. In the stars that grace the darkness, in the blazing sun of dawn, in the light of peace and wisdom, we can hear your quiet song. You who made the heaven's splendor, every dancing star of night, make us shine with gentle justice. Let us each reflect your light. Mighty God of all creation, gentle Christ who lights our way, loving Spirit of salvation, lead us on to endless day. May God be with you all. Let us sing our thanks to God. Blessed are you, Creator of the universe. From old you have led your people by night and day. May the light of your Christ make our darkness bright. For your word and your presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light and life of all creation. Amen. Let my prayer rise up like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as an offering to you. O God, I call to you, come to me now. O hear my voice as I cry to you. Let my prayer rise up like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as an offering to you. Keep watch within me, God, deep in my heart, may the light of your love be burning bright. Let my prayer rise up like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as an offering to you. All praise to the God of all, Creator of life. All praise be to Christ and the Spirit of love. Let my prayer rise up like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as an offering to you.
May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
Some words on prayer by Joan Chittester. The rabbis taught, the first time a thing occurs in nature, it is called a miracle. Later it becomes natural, and no attention is paid to it. Let your worship and your prayer be a fresh miracle every day to you. The function of prayer is not to establish a routine. It is to establish a relationship with God, who is in relationship with us always. The function of times of prayer, then, is not to have us say prayers. It is to enable our lives to become a prayer outside of prayer, to become pure of heart, one with God, centered in the truth that is truth, and the power that is power, and the love that is love. And a reading from 1 Thessalonians. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And may the God of peace sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful and will do this. Beloved, pray for us. Greet all the brothers and sisters with a holy kiss. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
The light shines in the darkness.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth, to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am the servant of my God. I live to do your will. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant here and blessed me all my life through. Great and mighty are you, O Holy One. Strong is your kindness evermore. How you favor the weak and lowly one, humbling the proud of heart. You have cast the mighty down from their thrones and uplifted the humble of heart. You have filled the hungry with wondrous things and left the wealthy no part. Great and mighty are you, O faithful one. Strong is your justice, strong your love. As you promised to Sarah and Abraham, kindness forevermore. My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices in you. You have looked with love on your servant here and blessed me all my life through." God of mercy, hold us in love. In peace, we pray to you. For peace and salvation, we pray to you. For peace between nations, for peace between peoples. For we who are gathered to worship and praise you, for all of your servants who live out your gospel, for all those who govern that justice might guide them, for all those who labor in service to others, grant weather that nourishes all of creation, keep watch on our loved ones and keep us from danger. For all the beloved who rest in your mercy, help us, comfort us all of our days.
Keep us, hold us, gracious God.
Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding, and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice. God, remember us in your love, and teach us to pray. Ima in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we are those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let us bless our God. Praise and thanks to you. May God bless us and keep us. May Christ forever light for our lives. May the Spirit of love be our guide and path for all of our days.
Go in peace. Serve the living Christ.